This is JIS News. Coming up, white paper on special economic zones tabled in Parliament. NADFATIP receives $1 million to safeguard children from trafficking, and Health Minister hails UTEC Healthy Eating Campaign. The details after this message.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. The Industry, Investment and Commerce Ministry is advanced in its preparation of the Special Economic Zone SEZ framework. Portfolio Minister Anthony Hilton laid the white paper on special economic zones in Parliament on Tuesday. Minister Hilton says the adoption of a new SEZ regime will ensure that Jamaica is in conformity with the World Trade Organization's Agreement on Subsidies and Countervailing Measures by December 2015.
Jamaica's SEZ regime represents a customized economic strategy designed to enhance industry competitiveness and positively impact growth. The SEZs are not a panacea for economic growth in Jamaica, but they do represent a tried and proven strategy that have been adopted by various countries to develop and diversify their economies.
Minister Hilton was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. He says the strategies will ensure that there's no negative impact on the country's existing tax base. A special economic zone is a geographically demarcated area that has different trade and business laws from the rest of the country. It is used to attract foreign direct investment, stimulate local investment, increase trade, and create jobs. The Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, has donated $1 million to the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NADFATIP, to assist with efforts to protect the nation's children from the crime. The donation will be shared evenly between the Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Division and the Center for Investigation of Sexual Offenses and Child Abuse.
The particular area of interest is children who are being abused or exploited. And as the public may be aware, the crimes relating to those investigated by Sisoka relate to children being physically abused, sexually abused especially, and to human trafficking, both in the straight human trafficking crimes but also in crimes akin to trafficking. Hence the two beneficiaries of this donation.
Chairman of NADFATIP, Carol Palmer. Meanwhile, JHTA President Nicola Madden-Gregg says the organization is also providing support through training at hotels across the island to help workers detect cases of exploitation involving children. The Forestry Department is encouraging landowners with forest cover to register their lands with the agency and earn remission on property tax. Senior Legal Officer at the Forestry Department, Renee Oliphant, says this move will not only benefit the landowners, but will also see the country reaping a number of benefits. Currently, 40% or 441,000 hectares of the island is covered by forest, with over 20% privately owned.
The intangible benefits that as a country we get by the retention of this forest, we don't have to argue about it. And so the remission of property tax, even though it is something that's not going into the coffers of Jamaica, I think by extension, as a country, we benefit so much more by the retention of this forest cover that it is definitely worth for the country of Jamaica.
Ms. Oliphant was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. Meanwhile, persons who declare their lands as either forest reserves or forest management areas will benefit from technical support and land management under a forest management plan developed in conjunction with the Forestry Department free of cost. And Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is hailing the University of Technology UTEC's Healthy Eating Campaign as a boost to the government's efforts to encourage healthy lifestyle practices among Jamaicans. He says the campaign is well aligned with the policies and objectives of the ministry and its efforts in reducing the prevalence of non-communicable diseases.
The promotion of healthy diets among the other risk factors is top priority in achieving a reduction in the prevalence of NCDs. The overall goal of the strategic plan is to reduce the burden of preventable morbidity and disability and avoidable premature mortality due to NCDs and injuries by 25% by 2025.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the launch of the Healthy Eating in Jamaica campaign at the UTEC campus on Wednesday. The initiative is designed to empower citizens to make more informed and healthier food choices. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.